started here today, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Shkirch. We find ourselves in the days of Sfiras HaOmer, and one of the great themes of Sfiras HaOmer is Avos Yisrael, Achdus Yisrael, responsibility, Hepech Talmid Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, amongst the 60 mitzvahs and Parshas Kedoshim, Chazal to the Zohar it says, when the Chavraya Kaddisha of Rashim V'Yachoy came to Parshas Kedoshim, Chodu, they rejoiced. One of the mitzvahs I just want to discuss today is the loisase of the Isser of V'lifnei Iver L'Isitin Mirshom, which whether or not there's a literal law of putting a stumbling block before literally a blind person is a machlokes ein kamikrimi. But the Chazal interpret it in one of two ways. Either, as Rashi says, the isser of being matzia eitzor ro machaveri, which is included as a maisa of David Soloveitchik, told an incredible maisa that there was once a Roshivat, and he was offered a job in a maisa, and he came to the Briskerov, to his father, to be miyayetz, he's going planning and traveling overseas, should he take on this position, Sinish? That Availa, the Moysid, the yeshiva that was matzia him this position, they got wind that he's going to ask the Briskerov. So they wrote a letter, a telegram, and they said the whole hatzloch of the Moysid depends on whether this fellow is a barhochi, is a murameom. If he accepts the position, the Moysid will flourish. If not, we're in dread. So they begged by the Biskarov, he should be miyayetz to the fellow, right, to take on the job. The whole Moysid, Yiddish guy, acting with holiness. So the Biskarov said, I give you an Eitzah. Try to be mashpia on the person not to come and ask me a shayla, an Eitzah. Because when someone comes, it's a big hiron avodas Hashem, when a person comes to me to ask an Eitzah, I'm mechuyev mitzad the loisasei of l'fnei iver l'isitin mirshul, right, to give an Eitzah, which is again a sloy, not for the Moisid, what's good for this person, that's what he's asking. So, on that level, the Evil Isitin Mirshul means the responsibility to give an Eitzah Haguna to a person. Chazal Vaiter learned, that from here we learned that you're not allowed to put a spiritual stumbling block. And L'chure Pshat is to cause a person, to misavev a person, that because of you he'll sit. Now before I get involved in the practical, halachic, technical things, which I really feel like I'm guilty today, I'm telling you a shir like in 40 minutes, which there are entire svarim written just on this subject, and you could spend years discussing it, right? But I'm just giving you like a I'll say I'm like just one nekud, right? But before I even begin, let me just be marked him that there's a machlokes on lev shamayim. Poskim, there's two aspects to the mitzvah. To give an eitzah haguna, not to give an eitzah ro. And number two, not to cause a person to sit. Right? So the machlokes. There's two ways of the hakir. Two ways of looking at it. Is it really the same general, generic title? That you can't cause a person to stumble? Right? And Mali, if you're giving him a bad Eitzah in real estate, or you're giving him a bad Eitzah in Ruchnis, you're causing him to stumble. That's the way the Minchas Chinuch learns in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, and the Chasam Sofer in Choshen Mishpat, etc., etc. Right? And therefore, the Minchas Chinuch asks the Shaila, he asks it on the Chinuch. You can ask the same Shaila on the Rambam, on the Rabbeinu Yoin and Shari Tshuva. The din is Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Mirshu. In the aspect of giving an Eitzah Ro, Eitzah She'ina Aguna, does that apply if a non-Jew comes and asks a Shaila, ask for an Eitzah? What's that? Right? Masha Enkein, is there an Isser for a Yid to cause a Goy to stumble in one of the Shiva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach? All over Shas. Psalchim, So Bichas Chinuch asks, how could it be that there's one mitzvah, and part of the mitzvah, the Eitzah aspect, right, does not apply to a goy, and to be mashal in a mitzvah, and this is the Minchas Chinuch l'shitos, so he has another shayla. There's a steer in Toysus. Machlokes between two Toysus. Toysus and Chagigo Daf Yud Ches holds that if a person is mashal another yid to be over an Isser de Rabbonim. Is he over min ha-Torah the Isser of this me'evil is he the Nishl? Toysus the Chagigah says no. And Toysus the Avoy de Zorah Daf Chav Beis Amad Aleph says yes. The Chastirin. Machloik is in Toysus. Rehin Rabbis. Different Bali Toysus. Of the Minchas Chinuch says, I don't understand Shitas HaToysus in Chagigah, that you're not Oivrim in HaToyra when the Isser is only an Isser Drabonon. What's the difference if I tell you I have a good business advice? They're doing explorations in Mars for sapphires. And I tell you, invest in the sapphire company, right? To do exploration, become a multimillionaire. Or I know a good bridge which spans the East River, it's called the Brooklyn Bridge, I would suggest you buy it. Right? L'mayin afkamina, if I'm causing you to stumble in real estate, in business, or in mitzvahs. Same stumbling block. Right? So the Minchas Chinuch obviously learns that it's one generic title of not causing a person to stumble. It may be literally in terms of a blind man, it may be figuratively in terms of business, but who at the inruchnis? Yes? Nervos. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and Cherish Shi, right? Learns name. If a person is machshil a person, yes? Listen even. Does he get malchus for it? Oh, so the Rambam Paskin, it's a lav shebecholz. Any lav, we have a lav in the Torah, which can be interpreted in different ways. Lo yisoychol al adam. Chazal have five different lavin, which are called in the word lo yisoychol al adam. So the general principle is, a lav shebecholz is no malchus. Hu adin, says the Rambam, the Isser of Lifnei Iver L'Shitin Michshol is a lav shebecholos. Because it refers to giving an Eitzaro. It refers to causing a person. Is the Haraya the Rambam is learning this two totally separate Isurim included in the title, in the Torah's words, of Lifnei Iver L'Shitin Michshol, and they have different Kiddur. And the way the Achrinim explain it, Dachi Ezer and Shlomo Kluger and the Kuntus Eshurim from Rav Gusman and Baba Metzia and Bemetz Tiras Chesed from Shlomo Zalman of Lublin and it's a Panovich Rav, a whole. But the Nakud is Azoy. If Lu Yitzur, let's take it literally, I place a stumbling block before a blind man, but he's blind, he's going with a cane, and I put a stumbling block, he won't notice. But I tell him, Yankel, don't go on this road because I placed a stumbling block. Or I say, come to my office, I'll give you business advice, and I tell them to buy the Brooklyn Bridge or to invest in a mining company in sapphires on Mars. Right? But I say, I'm giving you an Eitzaro. Hello? Would I be over lifting the Iver? Hello, Earth. Avadin, the common sense. What kind of Eitzaro is it if I tell you I'm giving you an Eitzaro? And if I tell you, go to McDonald's and have a cheeseburger for lunch? And you're amazing. I tell you, it's an Easter Dalaisa. And it's Mosbecholov, and it's a Giranoshe, and it's Aishas Easter, whatever the Easter is. Hello? Yeah? But I'm telling you it's an Easter. But I'm arousing you, I'm encouraging you to go eat a cheeseburger. Am I overlifting for a vada? Is the Haraya that the Geder of lifting Iver al Saveira is radically different than lifting Iver in business? Or a stumbling block before the blind, literally? You with me? Norvat the Minchas Chinuch will answer no. As the Rambam himself says in Hilchos Ritzayach and Perikid Beis Aloch Yudalid and Vachayin and Sefer HaMitzvah and Pirush HaMishnayis and Shvi, another place. You can interpret Lifnei Iver meaning literally, even amazed is blind vis-a-vis the Chumrah of the Aveira. So he's also considered to be blind. Therefore his amazed is also a Shoyin. Because he's blind to the severity. That's the Minchas Chinuch will learn. Ober lididan. I mean, come on, everybody says this. Right? It's also, this will also be told in other Minchas Chinuch. If a person causes his friend to sin, to be nichshul. Ober, the aveir is only b'shoigi. Are you over lifting either? So this depends on our... This depends on our question. But Lefi, what we're saying, and this is a Be'emes, this Halma Halach, which is a Kovitz Shurim from Abel Chonon, it's a Shari Chaim from Rechaim Sejiner, it's a Be'emes Liyanki from Rechaim Kamenetsky, this week's Parsha Barichas, the Ponovich Rav, etc. This is totally if lifnei iver, is a ben adam lachaveiroi or ben adam lamakom? If I tell you, invest in buying the Brooklyn Bridge, that's iser of ben adam lachaveiroi. If I tell you, don't eat a cheeseburger, so if you say it's two separate gidorim, you could say it's all one ben adam lachaveiroi. That's a mezchinah lens. But the way we're learning now, it's a separate iser of ben adam lamokin, which hence you understand there's no shaila milchit, it doesn't start. Why, by a goy, giving him an eitzara is not osur, just like there's no isra of whatever by a goy, ben adam lachaveiris, right? Mashenkin ben adam lamokin, so the Eibishter said, not only you shouldn't do aveiris, you shouldn't cause others to do an aveir. So mali ayid, mali agoy. You with me? So if you're talking about that, it's a ben adam lachaveir, it's a ben chinuch. So it could be when a person doesn't have a b'shoigig, since he was b'shoigig or b'onus, he doesn't need kapora, I'm not going to involve whatever, the raisis, rabbanus, we're talking whatever, therefore it's not considered a ben adam lachaveir. Mashe'enkir is ben adam lamokin, you're the cause of his downfall, so therefore avada, you're over. That's shittas didan. Norvas, just parenthetically, I might just add, there's another chakir, I'm just adding this just to keep your brain cells working a bit. Even if you say there's two separate surah, the Badal Chaveri and the Badal Amokim part, that's the Aveira part. Is it Pshat an Isser study? There's 612 mitzvahs in the Torah. Achut Sen, there's an Isser of Lifnei Iver Lissid Mishl. Don't cause another Jew to sin. Or Pshat in Lifnei Iver is this is a Chidush din in Torah that the all the other Aveiras or mitzvahs are in Torah, right? A chelik is not only not, you should not do, you should not transgress, but you shouldn't cause others to do it. L'maynaf gemina, if it's an iser study, a separate standalone iser, or it's a chelik from what? Each one of the other lois is saying, or a saying perhaps, which is the hoshmus. Hello? L'mosh, there's numerous nafgeminas. The Machloikas, the Baal HaMoir and Milchomis in Sanhedrin, if I am over Lifnei Iver in one of the Gimel Averis where the Din is Yehorek Valyav, do I have to give up my life rather than cause you to be over Lifnei Iver that you should sin in Avodah Zarah? If it's an Isert study, so it's a lav like any other lav. It's not one of the Gimel Aveir. But if it's a chelik in Avodah Zarah, it's a chelik from Shlichus Adam, then it has the chumra of... You with me? Another suffix would be, the Panovich Rav says this. What would be... Again, I can't throw this off the top of my head. It's like you could talk about this each issue I'm bringing out. You could talk for hours, their entire sforim. The famous Yad Malachi, Holy Hamitzvahs. What would be if I put a stumbling block? I cause you to sin. Lebesaf, you don't sin. Amushit kus yayin lenozir, and his treyabre denaro. He couldn't. It wasn't accessible by himself. I brought the nozir yayin. Lebesaf, he didn't drink it. I brought Avram and Achai to a goy, to a ben noyach, and he didn't eat lebesaf. And my over zinish. Who, what, when, where? My dear sweet holy brother. If you're talking about Eitzarah, the Chura, the Nesina of the Eitzarah, the bad counsel, bad advice, Dos Guf is Davir. Whether he takes it up and buys the Brooklyn Bridge or he doesn't, that's real. Yeah? Masha Enkin by the Aveda. You're so shooting from the hip. I mean, you're not in left field. That's what you're saying is the way the Yad Malachi Paskins and the Shailu Meshit Paskins and the Banam Shik Paskins and they have rayas to it. Didn't pick rabbits out of hats. Okay, let me give you an example. I'll give you their raya. The Gemara made Kotan Daf Yuzayin. You all know the Gemara. The Amsa the Rebbe, the famous Amsa the Rebbe from all over Shas, from Kesuv, she saw a guy beating whatever his son, like smacking his son. Sham, she put him in Nidui, she put him in Chayim, right? Because you're over what? Lifnei Iver. Because he can hit you back. And the Bnei Agod, whatever you're causing, he'll say something to you, he'll be mezalzel on kibud of aim. So she immediately put him in. And ches. Hello? Doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that he hit his father, or he said anything to his father. But just the fact that you've created a situation where he may possibly take his retribution against his father, so you're over, l'chura, you're over lifnei iver. That's one right. Another raya he brings is from a tshuvis marasol, simon reish samach beis, that a person who's loive beribis, so the loive, the borrower, is over lifnei iver b'shal salvo, even though the malva hasn't yet got the ribis. To which the Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, in the end of our Chaim, the Kuntres Minchas Aaron, so brings the Mashag, so brings the Pri Yitzchak from a Bittel Petterberger, no Raya. Because over there, Beribis, you're over the Isser of Loisesimu Olav Neshech, Beshas, the agreement. Even before you receive the money. So it's no Raya. The Raya from Amsa, the Rebbe, whatever, we can bring a Raya Pumfaker from the same, a similar story. The Gemara says in Kiddush Lamed Beis, Rav Huna Kora Shiroi, he ripped expensive silk garments in front of his son, right? He'll see Ezel and see if he gets angry. Fact the Gemara, Vidilma Rasach, maybe he will get angry, Vika'ovar, if the evil is eaten Birshel. Says the Gemara, Dimbachle Liakor. He was moichel his cover. And the fact is, he knew that his son is not going to slap him. He's like, Rabbi, the son of Runa. But he may say something inappropriate, and it wasn't that bizoyin. He knew, right? He may get angry, and therefore he'll what? He'll be overlift neiv. The Gemara, look at the Lashon Gemara. Dilma Rosach, maybe he will get angry, and then he'll be over lift the evil. Is the Haraya Pumfaker, only when he gets angry. But if he sits there and smiles and he says, whatever, Abishur, this is the Rafa Nabaira, and I'm taking it to Beshat Nefesh, he's not over lift the evil. Pumfaker. Yes? So the Shitas Achazini, Shitas Hamashag, and others is, if the person, you're machshel a person, but the nichshel is not nichshel, the recipient is not nichshel, you're not over. The chazan ish says, l'mahad over doima, I take a lighter, a match, and I hidlik es hagodesh, you put something on fire, right? And another person is right standing there with a fire extinguisher, and, right? Am I over, am I high of anything? I made a nezik? No. I had mazel, the guy with the fire extinguisher was next door. So here, when I was talking machshel you, the poil, you weren't nichshel. Hello? So I'm not chay. This is a famous shakl of a tayyim, because the poskim, the raya is ahin, raya is her. In vos liktis machlikis, another 20 machlikis, I have no time to elaborate, right? Whether it's a ben adon lachaveiroi, or ben adon lamachim. If it's a ben adon lachaveiroi, just like eitzoro, it's an attenuation of eitzoro, but baruchnius, then the minute you gave the eitzoro and you tried to be machshel somebody, you're chayv. If it's a chelik, the one of the Shorzah, you now, the person who's evil, if the evil is Yitim Mitchell, has a chelik in the Aveira of the recipient, right? Then Kolzman, he didn't sin, you have no Aveira. The two general ways, I'm just, before I begin this year, to look at. Now my question is, what I want to deal today with, what is the mahus of Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Mishul? I mean, what is the type of Mishul that you're over? How do you define the Mishul? I'm going to get a headache from going through billions of sheets. I'll try to simplify things. I'll start off with a shir from Avram Farbstein, the shir of Chevron, Zecherno Livracha, and then I'll go to a... Let me ask a simple shayla. Practical shayla happens every day. You have a guy, Nebuch, he's down and out, the Oni Ve'evian, a Sabrachan, and the Shama, and he's not through. But not yet through him, as we say. He's not with it, right? Not with the agenda. Not with this. No. And you invite, could you invite him to your house? Oni Ve'evian. Can you give him something to eat when you know he's not the kind of guy who's going to make a bracha? Hello? You with me? So Shulchan Aruch says, Mar Chul, Daf Kuf Zayin, the Gemara says, Li'itin Odom Prutl Tekbil Shul Shamas, Elam Kein Yedeya Shiyadot L'Bayodov. Unless you know the Shamas has washed his hands, you can't give him bread, because otherwise he'll be eating without the Zil Shaddai. Says the Mechaber, Asher Alkin, Rechayim Simen Kuf Samach, Tez, Lo Yitin Lechol, Ela Lemishi Deya Boishi Yavorech. So obviously we don't make a childik, as some would be tempted to say, between an Isser and a mitzvah, right? In either case, even if you say there's no Isser of Gezel without making a bracha, you can't give food to an Oni Ve'evian who you know won't make a bracha. Right? That's the Shulchan Aruch. Comes Rabbeinu Haramo, V'yesh makilim im noistin la'od la'oni b'teirastok. There are those who are makil. If you're giving to the oni, the bread, who's not going to make a bracha, a piece of cake, or the coffee, right? And you're giving him al tzedakah, not al... Now, the Gemara in Chulin seems to indicate like the Mechaber. Where did the Ramah pull this rabbit from his house? And tell me the Rabbi in the Yoyin in Brochus. They say, quote, V'yesh l'meidim yikanshe in roi los is alecho el mishideh b'shivoreth. You can only give food to someone you don't make a brocha. V'nira shekivan shemeskavin lasis mitzvah shenoysin b'tei rastoka mutam. Hello? Hold! Shkoyach. You learned the Prima Gadim. Right? Yeah. Well, what kind of thing is this? Hello? That because you're giving it al stoka, therefore the isra of lifnei iver lehechen ozel, and Yesh Lemer, as my dear friend in the Prima Gadim, and great thanks to me, like, it's not a seder chalo. He says, no, a seder to give tzaka, makim isra, to bistav obayir. So comes along the Mogen Avram, and the Taz, al-Asar. When are you allowed to give the poor man the piece of cake? And he's starving, right? B'teira sdoka. When it's a suffix, whether or not will make the bracha. So here we say, you know, the vaday mitzvah of tzaka overrides the suffix of whether or not he'll make a bracha. Vasal mintan as Rabbeinu Habach al-Asar disagrees, even if you know vaday, that he's not going to make the bracha. You still could give him. B'teira sdoka. What in the world? That's because of tzaka, where mavatal. By the way, this was, we'll soon discuss, the great shaila that Rosh Lemi Zalman, was asking, Rosh Lemi went, I think he was asked by the Hanhola of Ur Sameach. They got this rich, multi-millionaire American philanthropist who knows nothing of Yiddishkeit, totally frei, and he's coming for an opening of the grand, I don't know, whatever, right? And normally on such occasions you give lechach and bromfin, you know, to celebrate, and the guy is not shy to make a bracha, and if you say, make a bracha, he will get highly offended, right? Can you give him a shot of whiskey and a piece of cake, right? But he's not going to make it. You know, Bavada, he's not going to make it, bro. What? This is Mamish. This is the child. You have no patience? Why? How yours? So Rabbi Avram Farbstein explains as follows. Behaktim, the famous Mishnah Melech, Hilchos Moloch, and Hilchos Malve Veloy. What would be, you said, if I borrow money on interest, so the loiva, the guy who borrows, amongst other things, is over lifne iver, because he's causing the malva, the lender, to lend on interest. So far, so good? Yeah? What would be, if anyway, the same money is linking in the bank, on the guy's mattress, and if I don't borrow the money, it's about a shmerl, and a whole queue of people willing to borrow the money on interest. Am I over lifne iver? Do you want to ask? So he brings the Pnei Moshe Paskins, there's no lifnei iver. Because he says it's like chad abra denar. If the noser is standing there on the same bank of the river, and the wine, which is also to him, is easily within his grasp, he can get it. But he asked me to pass him the wine. He could stand up and take it. Am I over lifnei iver deraisa? Definitely not. It's only betray abra denar. When it's not accessible to him. So I facilitate the avir. When it's easily accessible to him, I'm not over lifnei iver deraisa. We could discuss the rabbonon's sayyid aver, that's another issue. But deraisa, you're not over. Tain is the pnei moshe. Oy bazoi, when if I don't borrow, someone else will borrow from him. So it's like, chad abra denar, he'll do the aver anyway. Which has all gedorim ad lev shamayim, whatever, but, right? So I'm not over. Tain is the mishle melech gival kishin. It's ein and doim. In the case of Yayin, it's at the moment not accessible, right? So I'm facilitating the avera betray abra denara. In chad abra denara, I'm not. I've not done anything basically. Mashe enkin in the case of the loiva, I'm going to borrow money from a guy on interest. So yeah, well, if I don't borrow, someone else will borrow. That's true. Someone else will borrow. But when the other guy borrows, he'll also be over his neighbor. Vos helfmir that there's another guy waiting in the queue to borrow, but he'll also be over lifnir. Right? Oh, but the shail is what's the. And Mishlo Melech is the. That's what we pass. Oh, but the shail is what is the logic? What's the rationale in the Mishlo Melech? If there's another guy who's willing to borrow, so I didn't create the Aveira, the Aveira would have been there even if I'm not here. Is the Charaya the Mishnah Melech learns Pshat. That Lifne Iver is not Pshat, that the guy is creates, he's Yoitzer, the Mishl. The Mishl could have been there and accessible without me. But as long as I have a Sheikhus to the Aveira, a connection to the Aveira, I'm over. Now you could learn this in a variety of ways. But he says, it's not only, you can learn Pshat, I was good, I'm a Goroma here, I'm not the creator, I'm just a facilitator, I'm just someone involved in the Talich of the Aveira. As long as I have a Sheikhus to the Aveira, I'm over Lefnever. That's one Pshat. And that's the difference between Trey Abed and Abed Chalabed. Another way of looking at it, just the way he fears Zoyz, it's not enough that you didn't create it. It's not enough that you were goyim or not goyim. The kvetch is, be'inan, we need that the guf, a maisa, should have a toiras of toiras mikshul. That you're connected to the mikshul. So, bechat abredinara, pshat is, the tre abredinara. When I pass you and bring you the bottle of wine, it's not just I passed you the wine. I have a chelik in your drinking. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not only a mushit, as if I am at the mice of Ashok, I've given you to drink. I have a part in your drinking. Because I facilitated it. You with me? Masha'enkein and charabredinara. My charabredinara, I passed you the wine. Passing the wine is not navir. When it's not acceptable to you, my facilitating, my connection here is my passing you the wine, as if I passed you the wine and gave you a part of the giving you the drink. But medvorim amurim, says Ram Farbstein, right? When you're doing it, asan aveir, mash'enkin, I'm giving you the oni to eat. And he brings a raya from the beginning of the The Shabbos says, I'm not going to get around all the lumdas. But when I'm giving you to eat, I'm not giving you b'teira aveira. I'm doing it b'teira mitzvah. So it's no longer considered as if I have a chelik and you're aveira, I have a chelik in the mitzvah. That's what he says. But Shaila is, what is the havon? What does it mean? So to understand this, let me just preface a Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim, in Hilchos Lavashon Hara, he says, in Kal Vov Sif Beis, that not only are you not allowed to accept as fact the Lashon Hara you heard, you're not allowed to listen to Lashon Hara. Everyone knows. The guy who says the Lashon Hara, the guy who listens, are both. Amongst the Isurim, the Raisa, with the Kolos and Arurim, and whatever, Chofetz Chaim stands on you, right? For listening to Lashon Hara, amongst other things, you're over listening, even listening to Mishul. Hey, normal people don't speak to the wall. So he can only be over the Isra of Lashon Hara with all the Haramim, Yisurim, Gerab, Lavin, if there's a listener. And by me being the Oizim Kesheves, I'm being Goyrim. So I'm over Lifne Iver. Comes along the Chofetz Chaim in Sif Dalit, Klavov. Says, if you have all... There is an exception to the rule. The Chofetz Chaim talking. Listen. There could be a hechet timza where it's a mitzvah gedolah to listen to Lashon Hara. How could it be? Keep going. I've had this many times. You see two people in shul, they're willing to kill each other. They're pusher ready if there be if you're allowed to carry guns on Shabbos, if it's going to be in the aisle of shul. They're pusher, willing to rip each other apart, limb by limb. Mamash chayim blood. So you heard, why does this guy hate this other guy? A maisa kach v'kach. You're the Rav, you're the neighbor, you're the facilitator, you're the relative, whatever your position is. So Chofetz Chaim says, I'm allowed to go and call the guy into my office and say, Herzog Sir, Reb Yankel, I want to hear the story. Vos hostu tina b'libay k'neged Reuven. If I am sure, I have a basis to assume, maybe if I'll speak to the other guy, and there are certain facts that you're unaware of, and you'll put the whole story in context of what really the story was, or issues that you're unaware of, or what he was thinking, whatever, and I can make shalom. And I can make shalom, I'll erase the hatred in your heart. Like Melamed Zchus, I'm the person you think is the worst person in history. Says the Chofetz Chaim, if I do so, in Ha'ora, says the Chofetz Chaim, Berbam Chaim, Lefi Zeh, I could be Misakin the Mafreya. right? The sinner, etc., etc. Fine. And he says, Asher Alkein, when a person to be melamed zchus al chaveri is a tikkun lemafreya for all the hatred and animosity and enmity and Ober says Chavos Chaim nochavort. With even if I am the listener of lashon hara. Right? So by listening to Lashon Hara, among the other problems, I'm over lifting Iver, because that way this guy was able to speak. So I facilitated his Lashon Hara. So even if Igloi Milsa, that the whole thing was baloney, it wasn't really a real story, whatever. But at the time he spoke to me, he's speaking it B'Toyras Lashon Hara. I'm doing it Lashmo, I'm doing it L'Soyrach, I'm doing it with all that Deir and all the time. But he's doing it out Lashon Hara. He wants to bashmutz this guy. Even the Rav should know that he's a Noitzvorf. And even if Igloi Milsa is not true, but Tosfos says in Kiddushin that Niskavin Lechol Besar Chazir Vehele Biyodi Tle, and if it is Kavona, you're overlifting even for Niskavin Lechol Chazir. So how in the world does the Chafetz Chaim say that you can masak in the lifni iver of listening if Igloi Milsa? Now I'll tell you a similar case which is dissimilar. The Machne Chaim asked the following shayla. A fellow had a brother-in-law, nice joy, and the brother-in-law was in financial difficulty. So he lent him 100, whatever they had in those days, 100 gulden, 100 ruble, whatever. Yeah. And he lent him without aiding. Comes a few years down the road, it's way past its sell-by date, he had to pay back. And he sees his shvogger is about to be machish, about to deny it. Never borrowed the money. So now the guy, the malve, turns to the Machne Chaim. He realized he didn't have Eir. The Gemara says about Metziah, you're not allowed to lend money without Eidim. Even though it was a shvogger. But he's unaware. Now he wants to know. He's over lifting Eivr after Eidim. Could he masakin the lifting Eivr by being moichel him the money? That's a shayla. Will the... Hello? Think, no, you tell me, well, based on what I told you now, anyone out? Anyone alive here? Okay. On the information I've already given you, how would you paskin? Forget about the Chofetz Chaim. How would you paskin? This is totally in the hakir of the Yad Malachi. If I cause you to do an aver, I put the stumbling block to you, and you haven't yet been nichshel. So I've lent you the money without aid. That lift the evil is the nichshel, right? But you haven't been nichshel. Let's say until you what? Until it's a loan. But if I'm going to say now it is a matono, so mafreya is a matono, so you never over anything. But if you hold like the Yad Malachi, you immediately over lift the iver, b'shasta, whatever, being malva without a witness, already was over. Says the Machne Chaim, even l'shitas hayad Malachi, that you're over by the giving, not when the aveir is done. There's a difference. In the case I'm muishit yayin l'nozer, or I give Eivim and Achayle ben Noyach. Or as the Gemara says, a Koyin gets an ordinary Yisrael, save the Kaddish Ligrushim. Right? In all of these cases and similar cases, once I've done my contribution to the evil, there's nothing further. It's no longer Biyod. It's Biyad the Koyin to be Boiler, it's Biyad the Nozer to drink or not to drink, the Goy to eat the Eivim and Achayonot. But here, since I can have what? I can be moichel, and I think there never was a loan. It's a matono. So mafreya, there never was a loan. So he's over. I'm not over anything. So I've undone the lifnei iver. Masha'engin in the Chofetz Chaim's case. Hello, Masha'engin in the Chofetz Chaim's case. The niskavin lasis biyod lechel chazir. That already was. He was talking to me as lashon hara. How could I? The fact that later I'm able to melamed zchus on the story, I could get rid of the sinna and the tinna, etc., etc. You with me? But how am I oiker the lifnei iver that I was over by being the receptacle for his lashon hara? That's the question which is asked in a sefer called Mishnas Yisrael. One of the best, the many sforim written on the Chofetz Chaim, this is one of the best ones. Hello? So he wants to answer, I have no time to mention, it's a sugi amuka. Are you allowed to loan the Mishnah in Gittin, the Samralef, Mash'elas Isha l'chaver t'achshudal ha'shviyas, I give her a naf for kaver taner, a woman is choshen on shviyas, that she plants, she grows, she takes after zman habir, whatever she keeps in the house, I could give her utensils. Right? Yet why? With make darkish show. Peace, unity. If she's not lending her, there'll be eruptions, there'll be murders. Right? So Rabbeinu Tam asks, Allah Sar and Toises, why is this different that when you're moicher, kalim, to a person who's choshed Allah Shvius, make minish, depends what? Right? The Mishnah, right? So there, if it's there, if you gish litlu, that it could be used leheter or leiser, we say I'm toil leheter. Right? And Rabbeinu Tam says you can't say over here that there's tarti litivusa. There's both darki sholem and you could be toil leheter. I'm not going to the place, right? So he said over there, the difference between this is talking about borrowing and that's talking about selling. In selling, says Rabbeinu Tam, there's no darki sholem not to sell to sell. It's a business thing. You sell, you don't sell. So therefore, you need a heter of, you could be toila for good. Masha'en kain, in Mash'ila, the Mishnah in Gittin Daf Samach Aleph, there, darki sholem is enough. The way, I'm not trying to elaborate. The way Rabbeinu Tam learns, right, and the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ran, the Ritva, in Rabbeinu Tam, by lending... not for cover or whatever, kitchen utensils, to a woman, it's sufficient, according to Rabbeinu Tam, right? Darkish show. That there shouldn't be an enmity and hatred between Yidden, you could do it. When you're selling, then we use the reason of, according to other Rishonim, they disagree with them, whatever. Says the fees, going back to Rabbi Sternbuch, hello? How did Rav Shlomo Zalman answer? When the guy is coming to the opening of yeshiva, Mr. Philanthropist from Kansas City, Missouri, I don't know, somewhere, yeah, a friar guy, fried out of his brain cells, right? And if I don't give him to say l'chaim with everybody else, he's going to storm out of there, he's going to hate for me. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, but they darkish holim for peace and unity and yidden, in order to avoid, he'll be a greater hater of Jews, right? I can overlook there's no lift either, and I give him to drink. Are you with me? Where's the source for Reb Shlomo Zalman? Did Reb Shlomo Zalman? 1 second. So you don't have to be a genius to figure out that this whole sugya is mamish kvel. Since when are we matir isurei deraisa with ne'iver because of Dr. Shel? We're a reformed rabbi. It's a rabbi doctor thing. What the reformed rabbis do. All of Yiddishkeit is in dread because peace, harmony, sweet, light, let everyone get on with each other. When do you say this? What's pshat in Reb Shlomo Zalman? So I could say Reb Shlomo Zalman has a mocker in Rabbeinu Tam. But what do I do? Most Rishonim, the Ran, the Ritva, the Ramban, the Ritva, are passing against Rabbeinu Tam. That's Yochid. Hello? But the Vort Reb Shlomo Zalman says, which is a Sfor, which is, you got to be very careful what I'm saying. I hate this on tape. It's like dangerous. You find very, very often, when it comes, this is a Ritva, when it comes to the Isra of listening Iver, there are certain built-in where you can make a cheshbin if I look for the greater good of the person. What seems to be an Isra of Lifnei Iver of a Kal, by overlooking this Isra Kal of Lifnei Iver, I'm being mezakeh him in a much more important, or taking him away from a bigger Aveira, then you could overlook the Lifnei Iver HaKal. Okay, let me get him down. When I said before, the Maisa of Rav Huna, he ripped Shroim in front of silk garments in front of Rab. He wanted to see if he will get angry. In fact, the Gemara of Vidilma Rosach and his other Lithiver, says Rabbeinu Tam, but if he gets angry, and even if he was Moichu under his breath, but he is getting angry. So it must be, says Toisvis in Kiddushin, that he told the son, I'm Moichuli. Because otherwise it would be the case that the Skavin Lechol, Psar Chazir, Vehel Abiyonitla. The Ritva Al-Asar says, no. He has not told the son his Moichel. So what happened to the Isra, the potential of the Iver? Says the Ritva, that since he didn't tell him. So he could be thinking he's doing an Aveir. So he's Hel Abiyonitla, Psar Chazir, but his Kavona was Chazir, which is also. He needs Kapora. But the kavona of Rav Huna was in order to train or to teach his son Orchas Chaim not to get angry, to give him Musar v'chulei. So for the greater good of his son, long term, he's allowed to overlook the Niskavin Lechel Chazar. So says the Ritva. Let me give you, I'm just giving you examples, but each example needs work. There's a famous Chelkis Yankov, the Rebbe from Zurich. Meister Shoya Kachoy, an Orthodox rabbi in Chvesu, in America, asked the following question. Someone came to him, they want to get married. Fine, Kadas, or he does some background research, as he's supposed to do, and he finds this woman, two problems here. This woman was married to a Jew, and this Garshu Bar Kois, they got married with a civil divorce, and now she wants to get married to Aaron, who's a Kohen. She never got a get. She wants to marry the guy, which you could never be matter the marriage, because he's a Kohen, and she's a Grusha, or we hope she'll be a Grusha. I've discussed this in the past. The famous Igros Moshe, classical Moshe. Someone came to a Rav, similar case to the Bertinus. Someone comes to a Rav. Rabbi, you're a rabbi of typical United Synagogue. A Grusha to a Kohen is a lav. The Kedushin is Chal. Rabbi, I want you to marry me with Chuppah V'Kedushin. If not, I'm going to the cloister, to the cathedral, and I'm going to shmatz of uis, and they'll throw 3 billion cubic feet of water on me, right? And will become goyim. What did the Rav do? Hello? There's not a shaila in the world. Let them drown in the baptismal waters, or one iota of a Rav to be mishana halacha for a Rav to be mishana kiddushin. And when it's any iser, is yahorik val yavar. The famous Rav Shvaita, the Raya from Kamsa Bar, Kamsa story, you have to give up your life rather than be Mashana and enter. That's not the Shaila here. So the Rav is not going to be Mashana. Shaila was his way. The town hall, whatever, the place where the banquet is, right? Yes, what happened with the story was, they came to the Rav, they didn't realize anything about Koyas, and they thought it's just divorced again. The rabbi has control of the cater, or the banqueting hall, which is used by all the people. The rabbi has the ability to tell the caterer, the balabas of the hall, don't let this marriage go through. Because it's a... If he does so, they're going to storm off and go to the Reform Rabbi. Reform Rabbi have no problem being married. They recognize our cause. They just know the difference between them and our cause, actually. And Allah, right? He'll recognize them as a divorced woman. He'll marry the Kohen anyway by the Reform. Is there an Isser of Lifnei Iver Lisitin Mikshul B'Sheva Al Taisa? I'm not going to tell the catering guy to pull the plug and don't let him use the hole. But if I do so, I'll have a case of Eishes Ish. He'll be living with Mamash Eishes Ish and produce Mamzeir. If I sit there B'Sheva Al Taisa, which may or may not be a problem of Lifnei Iver, the Raya from Abaya by Betzion Kfor, whatever, yeah? Then, you hear the complexity of the issue. I'll give her no. She's willing to have a get by the Orthodox rabbi. That's my Yishev Yisrael, right? And Zikablibin, and Isser Grusha Lekayin. So the Chalkas Yankov was asked, should the rabbi be passive and not pull the plug from the hole? But this way he's going to be able to get a get from her, so she won't be an Eishes Ish, right? But he's being passive vis-a-vis allowing the hole. You got my drift, hello? And Rabbi Breish Paskin, he could be passive. But according to the Chiddush of Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Shaila doesn't start, because there is no Lifnei Iver, right? When the case, you're looking at the greater good, you shouldn't be over an Isser of Achiv Skila. The Avdinezer was asked. There was a guy who used to buy regularly the hindquarters, like sirloin steaks. So he bought the hindquarters from the Shaktim and the Shaktim. It's the servant. Now, Igloi Milzul Mafreya, he's Jewish. They found that his mother was Jewish. Right? If you don't sell him now, he's going to go out and buy chazer from Mamrish Tovarach. What should they continue to have to sell him or not? So I'm not the whole lumdus, the Hartzvi, the same thing with the tractor from the Sukhnut. I got it. But the Avinezer and the Hartzvi, the Chil Shabbos, makes the same cheshbon when it comes to Lifnei Iver. You're allowed to make a cheshbon of... No, I have no time to elaborate. This is the whole vort of the ritual. By Sufik Lifnei Iver, I'm not, it's Gemara's backwards, forwards, and Avodah Zarah, and Shvi'ah. The bottom line is, Azoy, I'm thinking practically. When it's a Dover Ha'osr, it's a Chefza of Isser, right? It's a Klish of Lachta of Isser, right? Here, if there's a Shaila of Lifnei Iver, right, then it's Lifnei Iver, and it's a Sufik Deraisa L'chumra, and you can't do it. When it's a cliche malachtali Israel heter, this is the machloikas Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim, whatever, every pasuk. when it's a kli shemelachti leheter, it's intrinsically mutter. Nor it can be used leiser. Is there a shaila with neighbor? I'll give you an example. Remoish Mordechai Karp. Big Rabbanim to stroll in a sefer Mishveres Hashvita. Following question. You have a hardware store. From guy has a hardware store, an appliance store, whatever. Can you sell machshirim to someone who you know is ledavinenu, not the shomer Torah mitzvahs, when he is certainly going to use this machshir, this implement on Shabbos? You're a real estate man. Can you rent a flat to a guy, right? And in the flat there's hot water, there's 1,001 appliances, whatever. In the flat, the elevator. When are you going to use it on Shabbos? What? I'm a used car. I'm a car salesman. Can I sell a car? Can I sell a car to a guy who's driving the car on Shabbos? All business would close down in the world if you say a lift neighbor. The vort here is, if at the moment, I'm sitting in the middle of the week, and he's not buying it als iser, he's buying it als heter. I'm a stationery store. Can I sell you a pen to a guy who will write with it on Shabbos? That a cliche. It's a cliche about the heter, basically. He will, that's your problem. It's not my problem. Yes? When it's a kli which is solely or primarily used, or it's a kli shemalachti le'eter u'le'isr, and the guy explicitly says, I'm going to use this on shvias for a harisha, I'm going to buy this ox for harisha, not for shechting. That we're toilet basil, right? When he explicitly says, that's another issue, that can be also. But when it's the nature of the object is something le'eter, it's not made for isr, right? And it's not shvias or whatever, it's not Shabbos, then it's not a problem. Now, going back to the Chafetz Chaim's, we said the question is what? Because the Chafetz Chaim himself ruled, based on Tosfos, that the Isser of Lifnei Iver, even when the effect is that Niskavin Lechel Chazir Vehela Biyodit Leh, is that an Isser Gavra or an Isser Chefzer? Chevri, use your brains. It's a mutter. You had a bad kavona. It's on the Gavra, not on the Chefzer. Bichai Gavno, hello, where it's not an Isser Chefzer, and it's the te'elis of the person to get rid of the tina and the sin of beliboy, and he shouldn't going around spreading this defamation of character. Now the Chafetz Chaim rules, the Rav, the neighbor, the friend, the relative, could listen to the story, and he is not over lifnei iver being mekabed lashon hara from the mesaper lashon hara, because for the general glory, right, the general, it's for the benefit of the person. I'm just tickling your brain cells as practical shallows, ask a competent Orthodox rabbi. But I'm trying to say how much thought has to go in if this is the Isra of Lifnei Iver Lesitin Michel, and you see the Charod in it, how much more so Merubah Mida Toivah, a person Mezaki Yidin in Mitzvahs, or Mezaki Yidin for that matter, this week's Parsha, but Tzedek, Tishbet Amitecha, as form of Mayrich, how much more so through that one is Mekarah, the Sphere of Omer, the Vayichan Shem Yisrael, Ki Ishecha Belevechem. Thank you.